بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
There are specific criteria for being a revolutionary. In the Holy Quran, this commitment to values has been referred to as steadfastness. Another example is, as for those who say, our Lord is Allah, then stand straight and steadfast. The angels descend upon them, saying, fear not, nor be grieved, and receive good news of the garden which you were promised. Chapter 41, verse 30. In the Holy Quran, this commitment to the principles and values is referred to as steadfastness. The second criterion is making great efforts to attain our ideals and refusing to abandon these ideas and lofty goals. The opposite of this is laziness, obscurantism, and hopelessness. Some people try to discourage society and our youth by saying, it is of no use, it cannot be done, we will not reach there. And how can we do so with all these oppositions and enmity? This is the opposite of the second criterion.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The second criterion is that we never change our attitude about attaining lofty goals and ideas, and we do not give up in the face of pressure. Of course, when you are taking a path on which there are enmities, they create obstacles for you, but this should not prevent you from moving forward and from continuing the path. We should not give in to pressures, and we should not be satisfied with the status quo. Because if we are satisfied with the status quo, the result will be backwardness. I have repeated many times that the youth should keep moving towards progress and positive change. If we become satisfied with what we already have, for example, imagine that we have made certain achievements in a scientific area which are accepted by the entire world. The whole world agrees that we have made progress in that area. We will remain backward, and we will move further backward. The path to progress is endless. We should keep moving until we reach lofty ideals. As I said, the third criterion is a commitment to independence. Independence is very important. It includes domestic, regional, global, and international independence.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. You've done. guided me.